We take some calls throughout the show at time to time. We took a great one yesterday. What was her name? Sarah, wasn't it?
Yep.
Sarah from Little Hampton.
Oh, yeah, not too long ago. I was coming back from Mum's house in Muzzabizza.
From where?
Hang on, where?
My bridge.
Oh, Muzzabizza.
Muzzabizza.
Come about 5:30 and I didn't quite have my lights on. It was getting dusk and sure enough, cops Nina, Nina and...
Nina for the
she's a new star, this girl, Sarah. Anyway, she goes into the file of these others that we've had in recent times.
The other one goes, I will call on my fully thick voice, and then they pulled out a gun and just went, boom.
Yeah. Chick, chick, boom. And then there was this one.
I was having shisha and my sunflower seeds, and all I know is that a whole group of guys came in and there was ratata outside.
They are all sisters. They have to be. If they're not, they're cousins or something.
Sarah, you've joined an elite group. You really have.
Yeah, you really have. That really should go viral around South Australia. Don't worry about that.
Are there any other suburb names out there? Muzzabizza. I'd never heard of that until yesterday.
No, I haven't heard Muzzabizza, but I tell you what, that's going to stick.
Yeah.
It has to stick. That's a cracking nickname.
I know in the southeast, Kingston, they call it Stinkston. Because all of the other towns around it,
the other people from other towns do.
Because apparently there's a massive smell in Kingston. Sorry to everyone from Kingston, but they all admit it too. So apparently it's all the seaweed that builds up on the beach there. There's loads and loads
times.
Of it, and it wafts through the town. So there's Stinkston. Have we got any other?
Brisvegas.
Brisvegas has got a nickname. Yeah. What other towns have got nicknames?
I don't know. Port Drinking, when we're going over to Lincoln, we say Port Drinking.
That's right.
It's usually because we play up when we go over there.
Yeah. Wakeroo, that was when you won the Brownlow, all of your mates labelled it Wakeroo.
Yes, you got a name change. Great text on the Automasters text line, though. David Fuller said, my hometown after the St. Pat's race day, which is huge in Broken Hill, it's called... Broke and ill, not Broken Hill. Williamstown's called Willytown. Rattleade.
Yeah.
Steve from Craigmore reckons Victoria should be called Pricktoria.
Oh.
There you go. So plenty of names out there.
All right, let's head to Hillbank. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning.
What one have you got for us?
Hillbank, the Chill Bankers.
Chill Bankers.
Yeah, like, is it a chilled place?
Yeah, all we do is chill with the kangaroos.
Good on you.
Chew the kangaroos.
Nice. Chewbanks. Nice.
Let's go to Aberfoyle Park. G'day, Josh. What's your nickname?
Stabberfoyle Park, boys.
Stabberfoyle Park.
Been a few stabbings lately, have there?
Oh, no. It's just a heaps derro place to live.
Right, eh? Good morning to everyone at Aberfoyle Park.
Good morning, Josh. Let's go to Vicky. Where are you from, Vicky?
I'm actually from Dulwich, but I used to live in Mullet Bridge.
Mullet Bridge. You've moved from Muzzabizza to Dulwich.
Oh. Gee.
Yeah.
Geez, you've had a...
Very posh neighbourhood now, Vicky.
You're in Cross Lotto.
Yeah.
Good on you, Vicky.
Yeah.
Only joking.
Vicky will end up talking like Karen.
Karen.
Oh, if she's gone from Murray Bridge to Dulwich.
Dulwich. Got to drop into the Dulwich
Bakery. Right. Okay. Morning to everyone in Dulwich.
Go back to Mullet Bridge for Christmas. Text line's on fire this morning. Sydney, Sickney, after all the virus there at the moment. Port Rickaby, great fishing place. We call it Port Windby because it's always windy there. Elizabeth is called Lisbeth because... we can't spell Elizabeth down there, it says. Yorktown is called Yucktown. And Taparoo, down your neck of the woods, it's called Elizabeth by the Sea.
Well, I went to Robe recently. They call that Burnside by the Sea.
Burnside?
Yes.
Okay. So a few more names rolling through on the Automasters text line.